Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now Senator Mike Green, Republican Senator of Mayville. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. You and I have talked guns and concealed pistol licenses and open carry before, and we're talking about it again. We're on the 10th anniversary of a concealed weapons law, and Booth Newspapers just did an investigative story that's brought it all back into the headlines again. Tell me your reaction to the story. You were quoted in it several times, and what do you think? Where are we with these issues right now?
Okay, I think I only saw there was an introductory one, and then there was the first one. Now, if there's been another one since then, I haven't seen it.
I think that's what I have, too.
Okay, well, the second one where I was quoted quite a bit, I found it very interesting because when I first started, was interviewed by Booth News, I wasn't sure where they were going with this, with these interviews, and I'm not sure where they're going yet. Generally, newspapers are not that favorable to gun legislation, at least pro-gun legislation. So, you know, I just kind of let them interview me, and I gave them what I thought was the facts and what everything was right. And so the both articles that have come out so far, I felt they treated me fairly well. They gave my direct answers. I think everything that I said, they reported very fairly, and it wasn't either pro or against, but I think they're doing what the papers should be doing, is just presenting the facts.
Well, and very well said as well. Now, the issues that are coming up in the subject, or one of the targets of the investigation by Booth Newspapers, was that that counties are supposed to report on any infractions with concealed weapons permit carriers. Is that accurate?
That was one of the questions they asked me, right? I'm not sure that the whole agenda is that, but that certainly was one of them.
Okay. And they found during their investigation and checking into things that is not happening around the state on a regular basis with some counties.
One of the things they did tell me, they gave me the stats of how many counties didn't, and you know what? It was kind of a low number, really, really big. Most every county was doing it. In fact, I found that even my own county one year didn't get reported. And I think I talked a little bit about that in the paper, that, you know, it's unfortunate that our highest law enforcement officer in the county doesn't obey the law. But I will say that I know a lot of reporting required by the state sometimes don't get done because they don't have a lot of time, and a prosecutor's office is busy, and a clerk's office is. So, you know, I got to kind of give them a little bit of leeway, the fact that they're really busy and may not have had time to do it. But I think generally, most every county always, at least most of the time, reported.
And the concern, if I'm reading these articles correctly, the concern by the investigation was that some folks who had at some point been given concealed pistol licenses and had some kind of infraction occur, whether it be civil or felony or whatever, that perhaps they weren't followed up with, and weapons should have been removed from them at some point. At least that's part of what they were discussing.
Okay, and I'm not sure what statistics they found out about that. The only thing that I know, that it's rare, and even though we don't have all, if there would have been a whole lot of this happening, they would have reported it. Trust me, they would have.
Which is also a good point. And I believe the last time you and I spoke, I mentioned to you that I as well was a concealed pistol license carrier, and I do carry. And I had been before the gun board because we were kind of expediting mine, so I sat there with about six other individuals who had some kind of altercation with the law, or some kind of meeting with the law, and they were going through the process, which I found fascinating, frankly, being there to witness that. When you and I spoke earlier, you were working on laws to repeal the no carry zones, and that you and I talked at the time needed to wait till after the budget process. We're kind of through that process, or winding that process up. Are we going to hear more about repeal of no carry zones at this point?
Well, I was promised that it'd be taken up after the budget process, probably in September, because we're going to take a break here for a little while. And I just spoke with a leader. I said, hey, we got this legislation, gun stuff coming up. We need to get it moving. He said, yep, I told you, as soon as summer break's over, we're going to take it. Now, we've got some other bills that are coming. And I will tell you, I've got a bill in to move everything to the Secretary of State's office, which I believe we're probably not going to work on. One of the reasons, I put it in because I thought, I know there's some counties that just drag their feet, and just because they don't like the law. And so I felt that we should get it in a central location where the rules would be the same for everybody, and everybody'd have to do it. Since then, I've had a lot of discussion with our Secretary of State, a lot of discussion with county clerks. They really believe moving it to a central location would be make it more political, and a one person could change policy for the whole state just by making their own policy changes. So I think rather than move in that direction, given to the Secretary of State, we're going to look at the counties that really are not doing a good job of timely responses to the process and look at maybe doing some different things to them.
So, yeah, after some thought and in discussing with folks, the moving it from gun boards to the Secretary of State may not be the way to go, and it may be some better ways.
Right.
Now, what were your thoughts? Are you continuing to get pushback when the mention of this comes up with repealing no carry areas?
Yeah, it does. Most everybody, when I first introduced it, you know, it hit the airs statewide, and there was a lot of discussion with a lot of groups and a lot of newspapers. That's all quieted down, but the issue's still there, and I still get some people throwing things at me occasionally. I spoke to some of my caucus members, and some of them are nervous about passing it. But I've told them that, you know, this is an issue that I'm not going to have to drive, that other forces will drive it. And so they're aware of that. There's some that would like to maybe water it down. They believe that schools is one issue that we might not should go into. And my question to them always is, what do you do if somebody comes in there with a gun? Who's going to protect the kids? Nobody has that answer. One teacher told me, well, I'd take a bullet for my kids. Well, I'm sure she would, but then the guy would give her the bullet and give the kids the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think we have to come up with some responsible way of some having some kind of protection for our for all of these gun-free zones. And I really believe the schools are an important part of that.
And my understanding, as I mentioned, coming up on the 10th year anniversary of the revised law of the concealed pistol license, the gun-free zones, do you feel that they were added in there to kind of appease folks who were nervous about the concealed pistol license?
That's exactly the reason.
Okay, because I had read something similar to that, and I did want to ask you about that. And what do you think it is that scares people about removing the gun-free zones?
I don't think they're reasonably giving it thought. You know, I have one of the places that's a gun-free zone is a hospital. You know, some hospital administrators are absolutely 100% totally against it, and some others want it to happen. They feel that people should carry there. So I really believe those that are leading the charge against removing there's the same groups that oppose guns in general are leading the charge against opening these gun-free zones.
And we hear over and over again, your colleague in the Senate, I've spoken with Senator Rick Jones about this, chair of the Judiciary Committee, of course, former law enforcement, and he repeatedly has told me the safest people with guns are the folks with a concealed pistol license. They've gone through the training. They act responsibly with guns.
Absolutely. That is the truth.
Well, sir, as always, I appreciate your time. I know it's a lot going on the Senate floor today and session going long, so I certainly appreciate you taking a few minutes to be with us and bringing us up to date on this and checking in with us. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Cheryl. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir. We've
Bye-bye.
Been speaking with Senator Mike Jones, Republican of Mayville. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.